reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord. There's a story that when the first George Bush was president of the United States, he was doing the public relations thing by visiting a nursing home. He came upon a grizzled old man hobbling down the corridor, and President Bush took the man by the hand and asked him, "Sir, do you know who I am?" The man replied, "No, but if you ask one of the nurses, I bet she'll tell you." I think that story sort of applies when today's feast comes along each year. We know the body and blood of Christ, or its Latin name, Corpus Christi, and we've made a feast out of it. But we might ask, what is the celebrating all about? Some of us might remember the processions throughout the streets carrying the Blessed Sacrament. It was a big event, a real fiesta in those bygone days, and it still is in many European cities. But in a world like ours today, such public reverence, such processions have often fallen on hard times. Maybe the decline of such processions and public reverence for the Blessed Sacrament happened because, in fact, something happened to the feast itself along the way. Because when this feast was established, it had at least a twofold focus. But only one focus was emphasized over the centuries. And the one that was emphasized, the one we probably all remember, is solely the focus on the real presence of Christ under the appearance of bread and wine. But there are other meanings to the feast as well. One was that the body of Christ also refers to the whole people of God, the congregation, the gathering of the community of faith, of you and me and others gathered together. The people are the body of Christ, and one exists for the sake of the other. One reason that Jesus Christ is the body of Christ in the Eucharist is that we might be the body of Christ in our world. Put it another way, the Jesus presence in the Eucharist is for the sake of the Jesus presence in the world through us. They are totally interconnected. And when we forgot that, well, the Feast of Corpus Christi fell on hard times. And we no longer remembered fully what it was about. As Christ nourishes us with his body and blood in the Eucharist, we are to nourish the world with our body and blood. One reason the real presence in the Eucharist exists is to make us the real presence in the world. And if we break that connection, we wind up with personal piety, but the absence of the mission of Jesus. Today's feast was established precisely not to allow that to happen, not to separate one from the other. It shouts out to us, whoever takes the real presence into himself or herself at this Mass or any Mass, automatically takes on the challenge of becoming that presence to others. Becoming that presence. different as we are from different towns, neighborhoods, backgrounds, countries, each with our own history, we place ourselves at the service of Christ, that he might blend our lives and talents into the service of the kingdom of God. And we unite ourselves with all those throughout this vast world that make up the body of Christ, Corpus Christi. What this feast is really saying and reminding us is that we're not here alone. We come together and we listen to the same scripture and we break the same bread as our brothers and sisters throughout the world. No matter where the Eucharist is celebrated, no matter in what language, whether in cathedrals, prisons, or out on the fields with soldiers in combat, whether openly or in secret, we are, through our baptism, in solidarity with all who are the worldwide body of Christ. So this feast is not solely a feast to focus on the sacred species, as it is also to focus on those who eat and drink it, and then what they do with it. That was the original intent of this feast. And if it has fallen by the wayside, it may not be so much that we live in a secular culture as it is that we have been venerating the body of Christ from afar in our tabernacles and monstrances, but we have not been the body of Christ in our lives. In its original intent, this feast is far from a passive gazing on the presence of Christ. It is also a celebration of the active presence that we, nourished by this Eucharist, show to others as the body of Christ. Today's feast is not only a feast that reminds us of the Jesus presence in the Eucharist, but also reminds us of the Jesus presence in ourselves. So today we profess our faith in the real presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and in ourselves. We will go to Mass and break bread. We will be broken as bread in service to others. The real presence is wherever we, nourished by the real presence of our Eucharist, do the works of Jesus. And then perhaps this feast will be better understood for us Catholics when we fully know and fully realize that we are the body of Christ.